Starvin' Marvin.
Exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on air, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the door.
Gummy ball.
Trivios.
Yeah, no worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that.
Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that is said to be as useful as the Sydney lockdown. Joel Kasem is my name and I am considered the gold medalist of the show. And joining me today are some other participants. First up is a woman who was taken to hospital for hiccups. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello. You shouldn't joke about that because my father, this is not a joke, was in hospital for 3 days with chronic hiccups.
All right. Thanks very much. I'll see you next week.
Is that true, Gabby?
I swear to God.
I don't believe
so
anything
true.
You say, Gab. You're not
No, I swear to God. And I'll call him next week and we'll get him on the show. But he had such severe hiccups that he was he had to go to hospital for 3 days. They couldn't get rid of them. And now, this was like a long time ago. And now when he has the hiccups, I think it's quite funny. But he has he gets so shitty and like panics because he's traumatized. He's going to have to go to hospital again.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Well, when you think about it, when you do get the hiccups, it can be quite intense.
Yeah.
How do they get rid of them eventually? How do they get rid of them?
They had to give him give him some sort of muscle relaxant or some sort of injection or something.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's true and it's just really weird. It's a weird fact. I hope it's not heard.
How did you know that your intro to Gabby was going to be so relevant, Joel?
Honestly, I didn't know what to write this week and I was going to, I call myself a gold medalist. I thought I'd call Gabby a bronze medalist or something. I'll go with the hiccup thing from that president or whatever.
Brazilian president. But he was actually stabbed. So
he was stabbed and then got the hiccups.
Yeah.
He was shot and got a cold.
He had a previous injury that had damaged his, I don't know, hiccups are weird.
They are weird.
What is that evolutionary thing? It's so weird.
Great question. I don't know. Anyone?
No.
Nope. Okay, great.
wrong show. Keep going.
And also joining us is a man who will be going to the opening ceremony. It's Mick Rad.
Funny you should mention that. Hello, everyone. Just today, a friend of mine who shoots photography. Showed a photo on his Instagram that he has a ticket to the opening ceremony. He's going to be taking photos at the opening ceremony of the Olympics. So I messaged him. We're going to get him on the show.
Oh,
brilliant.
That's fantastic.
Can we get him on the show after he's been to the opening ceremony, not before?
No, yeah, of course. Well, the opening ceremony is like today. So,
tonight, now-ish.
I can't get him while he's at the ceremony. So tomorrow.
Where is he right now?
In Tokyo.
Oh, I thought you meant he showed you on his phone, as in like he was sitting next to him and he showed you
his
phone.
He showed the ticket on Instagram to everybody, not just me personally. Right. That's how Instagram works, Gabby. You can put it online a cloud.
You didn't say that. You said he showed me on his phone, as in like he was sitting at work together and he's like, whoa, dude, I just got a ticket to Tokyo.
Semantics, Gabby, semantics.
It matters. I mean, lockdown, it's all that matters.
But that is very cool because... I guess he's technically the only one who's allowed.
How many people are going to be there? I mean, not many. Anastasia Palaszczuk is not going. So, I mean, who else is going to be there?
Guess who else isn't going?
Who?
The director of the opening ceremony. The Japanese director of the opening ceremony. I mean, how many years would he have been working on this project? Has been sacked the day before for inappropriate anti-Semitic jokes.
He did it a long time ago. He came in and bitten him on the ass.
In 1998.
Which is why kids never put anything on the internet.
Don't say anything defamatory, racist, bigoted.
We're all buggered. I mean, no, we're all buggered. So what have we said?
We're all buggered. Are we?
Gabby.
Each to their own.
Yes. How is everyone?
Yeah, well, you asked this question before, Joel, and none of us were happy.
I know, but I thought now that we're actually recording and on air, you might lie a little.
I've been doing like the roller coaster of emotions, like good, bad, good. I had a real spicy encounter at City Park on the weekend, taking the dog for a walk. And a man came up screaming and yelling at me that the dog had done a poo. And I said, oh, thanks for pointing that out. No worries, I'll get that. And then he followed me and then started filming me and yelling at me for not picking up the dog poo. Even though I was. And I purposely just stood there and said, would you like to pick it up? Am I not doing it quick enough? And then he whipped out the phone and started filming me. So I don't know what happened, but I did the whole like, get fucked, and did a little shoo, like the shoo away. And I was like, oh my God, this is how Karens are born. Like I can just see how like, you know,
you're he's going viral, me on, dad. I'm egg-
yeah. And I mean, this woman did come up to him and was like, are you okay? Like that was really like unnecessary. Like why was he being like that? I was like, I don't know, because we're all going crazy in a lockdown that I'm getting policed about a dog poo.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to that Instagram video on Brown Card.
I would love to see a cranky man. Yeah, a cranky man filming some like random person picking up their dog. Like it was just bizarre.
How horrible for you. That is so disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But you know, this is the environment that we're in, you know.
We're in an environment of dobbers as well, right? Like all the while in lockdown, you get people going down King Street or whatever street in Australia it might be, just reporting on anyone who's doing the wrong thing. And it's like, mate, what are you doing filming people out there? You're just as bad as them, you know?
They've just got Crime Stoppers on their favourites, just like at any moment there could be something that going down. People are definitely on edge. I've definitely noticed a sense of – but like Sydney Park was – not to dob. It was packed. It was really busy. But yeah.
I hope you filmed them all, Gab.
Yeah, I did. Look at these people. But that's my news really. Still playing sport though, basketball, tennis. It's been great.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Joel?
Not too bad. I got my first jab yesterday.
Nice.
So my Wi-Fi is so much better. I can speak to Bill Gates in my head, which is cool.
Nice.
So, 3 weeks away from being fully vaccinated and then I can just stay at home like everyone else.
Well, every day, every single day, and look, I hope our listeners here at 2SCR are quite forward-thinking and I agree that vaccinations are fine, but each to their own, I guess. But, I mean, looking at the graph of Australia as compared to the OECD, just waiting for this little line at the bottom, very bottom line, to start going up, and it's really not. Like, it's going up like 0.1% every day. It's really disappointing. So it's 11.4% as of yesterday. Mm-hmm.
We need to incentivize it. So maybe what we could do is we could have a live across the park at a vaccination hub, and then like thousands of people will just come to get vaccinated because they want to hear us and see us. Like, that's fantastic idea. You've heard it here first.
Yep. Excellent idea.
Calm down.
And probably last as well. Well, I agree that people should be incentivized. I vote that we just start chopping people's internet off if they're not vaccinated. You know, you just clip the wires, no more internet for you, you're stuck at home, go and get vaccinated, and then we'll reconnect it.
Lovely.
Imagine that. God, imagine that. We've only just got some internet NBN going and then Mick's going around chopping wires.
Mick, any news?
No news here, mate. Just stay today, just doing what I need to do, right?
Okay.
Although... I had to work because, you know, you do the work thing where you work here and then you sleep there. You can't see my bed behind me because I've got a background, but it's like yesterday I worked late and I went to bed behind me and just got up and I didn't leave this room except for the wee for like, you know.
Thank God for that.
It felt like 12 hours. It was something ridiculous. And I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I've been like taking my computer and different, like just trying out every single chair I possibly can with my computer because it's like I can't keep, because I work in my bedroom as well. So I'm like sitting outside on a chair, sitting on the couch, sitting on a bench, sitting on the floor. Like, I can't handle not having some diversity and moving around because it's just so
That's sterile. A good idea. I use a desktop computer though, so it's really hard to like unplug it all. And
just take it. Get some extension leads. You'll be right.
and Rowan, how are you?
Hey guys. Yeah, much the same. Just day by day. But you know, the Olympics are starting, so that's going to keep me entertained for the next couple of weeks. So yeah, pretty excited about that.
Well, it is a big topic right now, isn't it? And we are obviously half of the country's in lockdown and the Olympics are about to start. It's actually, whilst we all might have our own views about whether the Olympics should be on at all, I think we all agree that being at home, stuck at home to watch the Olympics isn't a bad thing.
No.
It's pretty good, actually. You're right. That is true.
Yeah, with the timing, I mean, what are we? I think we're an hour ahead. So that's all covered. It's not like...
Yeah, for the first time in ages, the Olympics are on like the same time as us, pretty much, except for Sydney, obviously. We can just have it like one screen with the Zoom meeting and another screen with the Olympics. We're good.
Yeah, that's laughing. So
true. How does one find where all the games and all the things are? Like, is there like a timetable?
Yes, let me tell you.
Well, I'm so excited.
You can jump on to, I think it's Fox Sports have on their website, they have an actual rundown of every day. You can go by sport or by day. It doesn't matter. And I'll tell you everything that's on those days.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. If you're going to watch it on TV, it's on 7. And all, I think across all those channels, like 2 and Mate and Plus and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, that's where you'll find all the Olympic stuff.
We're recording this a day early, but right now, just like minutes ago, Australia beat Italy in the first round of the softball. There we go.
Oh.
That's good because I got smashed.
We did. I think the men's softball team already got beat, maybe?
No, the women's.
Oh, was it women's? Okay, so they lost their first one, but they've won the second
one. We need to get our facts straight.
Definitely.
We might need to get an Olympic sting. We need an Olympic sting, I think, like some sort of like, nothing but listen to us anyway.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Perfect. That's just every episode.
Yeah. So the 2020 Olympics have kicked off. It's like fashionably late, a whole year late. So we are going to air tonight on a Friday. And that means after us, in about, I think, an hour after we finish, the opening ceremony will begin. But as you guys have said already, a few sports already started, softball, where we have since won a game and lost a game, Rowan?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, we lost the first game 8-1. We won the second game 1-0.
Continue. Yes. Okay. Continue. Thank you. The Matildas also played in the soccer. They started their campaign perfectly by beating New Zealand 2-1. And it was better for us in our pool. So our pool is Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, and America. America, obviously, world number one, and they were smashed by Sweden 3-0, which puts them last in our pool. Put Sweden first, but us second and New Zealand third. So great start there. We are recording again on a Thursday. So tonight for us, but yesterday for you, the Aussie Roos would have played against Argentina. We can only assume Australia have won that game. Argentina are one of the best teams in the world, so very difficult. But I don't think Australia have been in the Olympics for a long time, the men's side. I'm going to say...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's been a while. I can't remember.
We've got a pretty tough pool too. We've got Spain and Argentina in our pool and Egypt as well. So,
yeah,
tricky.
It's going to be hard, but definitely the girls should do very well. And, yeah, so it's started and 2 weeks of the Olympics. This is great. There's going to be no crowds. I think that's the first time ever. Well, I have to assume the first time ever there's been no crowds. Anyone jump in?
There's been a scandal.
Oh, I reckon every single day there's going to be a scandal in the Olympics.
Well,
it's something.
An Australian Olympic show jumper has has tested positive for cocaine. He's out.
Yeah, that was
imagine getting to Tokyo and like just had a little party because like you're going to Tokyo with your friends and like a little bump of cocaine. Like, oh my god, how annoying.
Should they be testing the horse? I mean,
true.
Did you take cocaine? Nay.
Sorry.
Oh, jeez. All right, Dad. The cardboard beds, the anti-sex cardboard beds. I'm looking forward to speaking to an athlete at Tokyo just to clarify these cardboard beds. Supposedly, they're pretty sturdy. So I don't know if they're going to prevent any romping.
Yes, they're meant to be quite strong. And the whole idea, they're saying it's not anti-sex. It's environmentally friendly.
Ah,
so,
and they can hold sumo wrestlers apparently, so all good.
They're single beds. They look pretty small though. You know,
they do look small, but as far as I'm aware, you can make them longer. Oh. They have like a little bit you can add on to the end. So, doesn't really help, I guess.
What are we all looking forward to? What's, you know, every 4 years the Olympics go on and we all become experts in some sport. what are we all looking forward to and like think we're just going to watch to get really into it and knowledgeable in this obscure sport that we only see every 4 years?
Oh, obscure? I don't know. Well, but I think surfing is going to be good and I think Australia is going to do very well. So
there's a lot of new sports. 3-on-3 basketball, skateboarding, surfing, BMX freestyle. Sports.
Oh, BMX is great. I loved watching BMX last year.
Karate.
Yeah. But what are things like
sport climbing?
What?
Would be interesting.
Climbing.
Sport climbing. Yeah.
It's rock climbing.
Like racing. Racing to the top.
Yep. And the skateboarding will be interesting.
Yeah.
How are they judging that? Is that like a surfing thing where you judged on like style and tricks?
I think it's all trick based. But where are they surfing? That's what I want to know. Where are they going to be at?
Okinawa down south. There's beaches and stuff.
Turizuki's beach.
I'm really looking for. I mean, I'm looking forward to things like handball, the sport you know only ever see once every 4 years.
What is handball?
It's where you've got to throw the ball into a goal.
It's
like soccer, but you're using your hands.
Yeah.
And there was a big controversy this week because the Norwegian team had a photo of the men's and the women's handball teams and the men's team all wearing, you know, singlets and shorts. The women were basically just wearing G-strings and tiny little bras. Like, and they got in trouble for wearing actual shorts at a game. They got fined. The team got fined because they didn't wear the uniform.
$1,200 each.
Yep.
Because they weren't wearing the correct uniform, which is it has to be above the your hip bone, so it has to be a high bikini bottoms and bikini top. So the girls were wearing sports bras and sports shorts, and they got fined. It's crazy. It's insane.
It's got a lot of publicity, so I wonder if that'll change for the Olympics.
It will for sure. It's ridiculous.
I'm looking forward to the Australian basketball team. I think we're gonna kick ass, like just judging by how well we've been playing the last couple of weeks, I think we are probably the favorites going into the Olympics.
So big call.
Well, we both just beat America and
both the women's and men's.
Though we don't have Liz Cambage coming over, which is unfortunate, but
but they did win, so they did good.
And diving, I love diving. I just love watching these dudes, people jump, especially that synchronized diving. They both jump off, they both fall, and it's just like no splash. You just go, what the hell has happened? How do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. It's so crazy. Like when I think about myself diving into a pool, like I like just jumping in and doing a dive, I'm like, wow, that was good. And then you look at these people doing dives from like 500 meters. Like what? Like who? How? How did you
have
get
you ever
here
jumped
in your
off
life?
Like a 20 meter tower or something like that? Okay, have you ever jump off?
Yeah, I did, and it gave me an enema.
Oh.
It's awesome. You want to be really careful. You have to be really careful. You must remember to clench.
Right.
We also need to talk about 2032.
Yep. Mm. Talk about it.
Now,
for those who don't know, Brisbane, which is a city in Queensland, just north of New South Wales, have scored themselves the 2032 Olympics. So they'll join Melbourne and Sydney now as the other city in Australia to host an Olympic Games.
Huge, obviously. Huge for what is in two ways. Huge in, if you look at the countries that are hosting the Olympics the last six times, you got London, Rio, Tokyo, Paris, LA, and then you got Brisbane. So they're in a pretty high class there, even though you wouldn't really class Brisbane as one of those cities that sort of fit in that amongst those ones. But also they had no competition. They had nobody they were going against. I just cannot fathom this. There's no other country in the whole world that wanted to host the Olympics in 2032.
Is there a reason for this?
The Olympics cost a shitload of money, right?
Yeah.
And most countries that host the Olympics lose money. Even Sydney, like, lost heaps of money. But they build a huge amount of infrastructure and brings people together. And, you know, it's actually really a good thing for the community, but it costs a heap of money. And obviously, Tokyo is just, I mean, they've it's obviously been a huge, huge loss for Tokyo, and they'll probably never take a long time to recover. So all the countries that are hosting nowadays are big, big countries. They're not little ones. They're only big ones. And they're running out. All the big ones are just going around in circles now. So Brisbane, yeah, good on them.
Unreal.
Imagine, like, how do you plan that? Like, where do you start? Like, did they start planning now? Like, surely they would have to.
I mean, 11 years away. Yeah.
You'll be a real old man.
Oh my God. You know, when we found out the Sydney Olympics that were going to happen, I was always calculating in my head, oh, I'm going to be this old when the Olympics are on. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. I did the same thing the other day, trying to work out how old I'll be for the Brisbane Olympics. I'm like, oh.
Oh, it's like not exciting anymore. You're like, oh God. It just reminds you of your age. Like, it's not like an event anymore. It's just like, I am old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Shut up, Gab.
we'll all be old by then, don't worry.
Gabby, you might be old enough to get the vaccine then.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
It'll be a new vaccine and some sort of new virus. So, sorry.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Other sport?
Basketball? That was pretty big.
Huge. Did you watch it? Incredible.
Yes, the Milwaukee Bucks have ended the city's 50-year title drought with a 105-98 win over the Phoenix Suns on Wednesday. And discuss.
It's been a really, it's the first time I've ever really got into NBA championships, and I've been watching the games and just been loving it. Like, I've been getting so into it. And it was a really exciting, really exciting last game to watch, I thought. Giannis? I never know how to say his name correctly.
The Greek freak.
Yeah. He's just, like, so incredible, and I love him so much, and his attitude and the way that he kind of presents himself and plays, and then the way he kind of talks about his journey. It was very, very exciting. But I thought it was so funny because at the end, I was messaging a friend when I was watching it. At the end, they kind of, like, they're celebrating, and they've all got ski goggles on, and I'm like, why have they all got ski goggles on? And I didn't, they have champagne fights afterwards, so they all need to wear ski goggles at the end. I'm like, that's what I want to be doing in my life right now. Like, that is my dream. I just want to be champagne fights with my friends with ski goggles on. Like, that is living.
Perfect. The NBA finals are great, and it was an exciting series. That's another thing that's ticked off, like, during lockdown, it's about to watch the NBA finals and sort of focus on it. If you had access to that, of course, to watch it. But I watched the American-Australian basketball game the other day, and America were just looking really terrible. But then they didn't have all the players in their team that they could have had. So I sort of thought, you know, maybe we're just lucky to beat them on an off day. But when you look at the finals and you look at the skill of these players, it's just like far out. Like, they should be able to beat any country in the world.
Yeah.
It's one team, you know.
And the money. The money that they have in these franchises is crazy.
Totally.
And you are listening to one of 2SCR's most famous sports shows across the park. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, folks.
Hello.
If not the most famous. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Gabby. We are almost finished, actually. The show is coming to an end. We're a half an hour program on 2SCR 107.3. We are across the park. My name is Joel. With me, Gabby and Mick, and also our intern, Rowan. Now, in sport.
Football.
Rugby. Okay. Rugby, union. Yes. Rugby union, a sport we very rarely talk about. Gabby, you spoke about this last week. You told everyone to watch Australia versus France on Saturday night. It was a, what do they call it, a three-game series. Australia won the first game, France won the second game, and then I was hoping someone would jump in.
Pause for effect.
We won!
Yay!
Yes, excellent.
Ooh, tight game.
Tight game.
Even with a man down. Yeah,
very close. Impressive. Corabidi got sent off in like the 14th minute and Australia still managed to win. So, well done. What can we say?
So, first series we've won at home since 2014. 14. Okay. Oh, yeah, 7 years. That's bloody still long a time for us to be a bit crap. Does that mean we're getting better?
It possibly. Is there some sort of rebuild? It's finally happening. People have turned off the Wallabies for so long and things may have gotten better.
I just want to move on from Union because I just really want to gossip about what Cody Walker said to that Bulldogs player. Because there's been a lot of allegations, but I've been trying to lip read what he said to him.
Yep.
So just for people who don't know who are listening, Cody Walker, what's the other guy's name?
Lachlan Lewis.
They were
threw him to the ground.
Yeah, walking off. It's halftime. You can see them sort of like talking to each other a little bit of like chat, and then it seems like they're smiling, and then Lachlan Lewis just bear hugs him and pulls him to the ground like quite suddenly out of nowhere. I mean, he's copped a huge fine and suspension and whatever. Anyway, I replayed it over and over again to see what he said, and I think he said.
You're hearing it here first.
I think he said you should go back to reserve grade.
Wow.
Really? Is that it?
No, that was from the Daily Mail. But
I mean, I thought he said something about his mum or I don't know.
I think it was pretty brutal because it seemed really really random. And he also copped like a huge fine and suspension. But then Cody Walker was interviewed after the match and was like, what happened there? As if you'd like, and he was like, oh, I'm not going to say anything. You keep on the field. He's like, oh, I don't really know. I'm like, you bloody know. You mouthed something to him. What did you say? Give us the goss. Spill the tea. but we'll never know. But it was very odd, right?
Yeah, oh, totally. It was the weirdest thing to happen this week, almost.
I actually missed that game, but Rowan, I'm going to assume you watched as a Dogs fan.
I did.
The Dogs were playing quite well in the first half, weren't they? It was
we were winning.
There you go.
And he got halftime. Lachlan Lewis gets sent for 10 minutes. In that 10 minutes, South score 8 points, and then Canterbury got back in, but they eventually lost by 8 points. So his brain snap cost us the game, and it's like for us coming last to win against like second or third place. So. But like that's a big win, so we're just like, come on, mate. But he's not getting signed next year. Frustrating,
really.
But again, this whole season for me is frustrating. So you know, just another week.
I just realised you guys have only won two games all year. Is that right? Or one game?
Yeah, exactly.
Two.
It's time for a game, though. If anyone has any questions, now's your time.
Oh, my
That's not
God.
Usually how these quizzes work, Joel.
I do have one if you want me to ask one.
I can do it.
It's a tough one. You ready?
Yep.
What 3 years were the modern Olympics cancelled?
Thumbs up. First World War.
Good question.
Second World War.
They're not years, 2020. Mate. 2020 wasn't cancelled.
1942? Four? 40.
1944 is one?
44. Okay, that was one.
We probably don't have time for you to work this out.
1944,
1916.
Yeah.
I said 16. Oh, my God. and then 2020.
No, 2020 wasn't cancelled. 16, 40, and 44.
Yeah.
Okay. Pesky Wars.
Damn pesky wars.
Yeah.
All right, people, all right. Stay safe. Stay sporty. Don't dob on anyone unless you really have to.
Film Gabby, please. We're sick of it.
No, I don't mind it. Just make sure you get my right, the best angle. and we will see you next Friday at 7 p.m. on Tosia 107.3.
Beautiful. Enjoy the Olympics.
Go to the Olympics.
Such an old man thing. Go to the Olympics.
I just support the Olympics.
Out of town to the end of any road. go down. Make me listen all the way to the end of any road. Yes, I know everyone's in this alone. We gotta leave here any minute. Swear to God, is this how you thought it turned out? Gonna lose me any minute. Wait me, take me out of town to the end of any road that you wanna go down. Make me listen all the way to the end of any road.
To SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
Thank you. fiance's songbook caught me by surprise. With the strength of its singing, a bright call took flight, pierced the air like a long bell a ringing. What's past is past. Wanted ever red. Don't expect to get a second chance to choose my words as I mean. His past won't ever the feeling. Oh, you got me wrong. If you don't belong, live in the trouble. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem. I live the lie. Love is the crime. It's you I believe in. No need to blame myself. No need to die. I'm only human.
I'm done, you got to put me on. I know we can come along. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem. You are the problem. I try to help myself. You are the one, do all the talking. You got me wrong. I caught you falling. I hear you calling. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem. I live the dream. I hope to be who I believe in. I used to hate myself. You got the key. Break out the prison. Oh, I hope to never see time passing. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem.
Listening to 2SER 107.3 FM, DAB, on demand, live stream, and app.
Glazing tops in the sweet spring breeze. And if you drink keep the beach cold while you roll out on the bullfight. Eleven bull floats in. Come and walk. I'll keep the beach cold while you roll out on the bullfight.
Shake you at the first day.